like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go.
Their guys like to laugh at because they think maybe there could be something happening.
But he kind of looks like...
I look pretty fey.
Yeah. No,
good afternoon, everybody. Here hey, we folks. Are back at the old ranch, yep. Compound Media.
Wednesday.
2:30 on a Wednesday. We're going to put in an hour today.
Call in. Favorite 9/11 memory.
Call in.
What?
Wow.
Brian's all nervous now because he's got to do
up.
Chip today, and he got a call back to do Chip. I guess Mark Norman's out of town.
Chip Chipperson.
And he's all fucking, don't get drunk tonight. I'm not kidding. Like, okay. Don't get drunk tonight.
All right. Well, I got 3 hours to kill.
No, go to the gym, read a book.
Are we waiting in something? We have a caller or no?
We have a caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay.
Wow.
Halloween. Hi, you wrote the phone number down on Twitter to call in, so I figured I'd call.
Oh, shit. It's Jim Florentine.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I get so nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I think I just like him a lot.
Go ahead,
I wish
really?
Like
go
friends.
Ahead, sexy Jim. Hey, sexy Jim Florentine, you never banged Kate Quigley?
No.
Because I'm following her on like Twitter and Instagram now. I mean, she's almost asking for it,
you never
right?
Went Quigley down under?
She never tries nothing with you?
No. She's, she would love her as a comic. She doesn't, you know, she's not a fucking snowflake up there. She just tells jokes.
Does she do her comedy in a bikini?
The president, and she still tells rape jokes. What chick does that?
I do love a good rape joke.
Does she do stand-up in a bikini? She's always in a bikini, right?
Really? That's
yeah.
Awesome.
She did
no,
our
she
podcast
puts,
in a
like,
bikini.
These silly pictures, you know, on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that. She's like, whatever, I got a hot body. I don't give a shit. I'll just be silly, you know. She used to work for Playboy TV before she did comedy and stuff, but she's good, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
She's out there every night fucking working. She ain't, you know, mailing it in. She's fucking doing the grunt work, so I respect that about her.
She's
plus,
like,
she's got a great ass.
Yeah.
Great ass!
So do you, Jim. So do you.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's like a new Jenny McCarthy, like the goofy hot chick.
Yeah, but not as silly as Jenny McCarthy. Like, she's not farting or burping just to get attention.
Yeah.
Remember when Jenny McCarthy was dating Jim Carrey, and they'd always be like, he'd be like, you know what? She's the funny one.
Those were good memories for me. Who gives a fuck? Who gives
was that a
fuck
great memory?
Jim Carrey,
Jim
lost
Carrey was
that
fucking
was great,
some of the hottest people on the planet.
Jim Carrey lost his fucking mind. How about that Trophy comic? You know Trophy comic? Somebody told me to follow her on Instagram, and she's like, I mean, they're like, it's... I mean, it's like, I don't even know what to think, man. I feel like I should be, because you feel like you can't, you can't compete, but then what should you even do? Are you supposed to, like,
are you supposed to
fetishize them? Or are you supposed to, like, want to fuck them if you meet them? Like, I don't even know how to approach this.
Comedy's become too inclusive. I liked it better when just the uglies, the misfits, the
rejects.
It was
never just the ugly. Seinfeld wasn't ugly.
Leave Rachel Feinstein out of
this. But he wasn't like he was like a dorky Jewish guy.
Yeah, that's what he played himself off.
He's Jewish?
In real life, he's a fucking arrogant cunt. Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead, Jim. You know Trophy
comic? I like your article in Forbes.
Yeah, you know the Trophy comic?
No, I don't know who that is.
She's Walker Hayes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty.
In relation to Chet Hayes, the son of Tom Hanks.
Just shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ.
Great to be back,
Jim. Brian's doing Chip, so he's all. I knew last night. I didn't tell him last night because I didn't want him to have a fucking meltdown last night. I want to get some sleep.
I wouldn't have slept all night.
But now he's going to. I mean, he thinks you're not funnier when you're drunk, by the way. I know, because that gay guy was just laughing at your jokes. You're not funnier when you're drunk. You're funnier when you're not drunk. So I would try to get not drunk tonight.
I'm not going
to
be drunk between shows. I'm getting a haircut.
No, but you say 8 drinks is not drunk. That's drunk. That's fucking drunk. I know when you're drunk. Your face is all fucking red.
I'm not driving a school bus. The way like an old married couple.
How do you have money? What did you do before?
Let the caller talk. Go ahead, caller.
He's got too much time in between this show and Chip's show. He's going to get drunk.
Yeah, 3 hours. Well, I'm want to get a haircut. I might get my back waxed. I'm not even kidding. There's a gay place that Alan knows about called the Service Station on 8th Avenue, and they do back crack and sack for $120, and they wax your balls, they whack your asshole, and they wax your back. And it's called a boyzillion. So I might get that.
Where is this
shows.
Promoted? Is this promoted online? A boyzillion?
No, it's called a Brazilian.
A
is
back
like when you
crack and whack.
Back
what's
crack
it called?
And sack.
And
back.
It says that when you walk in.
Well, yeah, it's a boy. That's called a boy. It's also called a boyzillion. If you don't want to say crack and sack.
But it's a gay
if
place.
If you're a Catholic.
It's a gay place.
Yeah, I mean, it's on 8th Avenue and like 19th Street.
And
so
you walk
yeah.
in there, there's a big picture of Jim Florentine's headshot
oh,
in there.
God, if only. Just sign right. Nothing could be funner than having a smooth vagina, man vagina.
What the fuck?
You better cancel Chip. You're already drunk.
I'm not drunk. I'm fine.
No, but last time he was in, he was so excited that he couldn't. He was drunk. He said he wasn't.
Hey, Jim, you know what I did for Chip? Because last time I did the show, I brought Chip a present. So this time I went. There's actually a CD store by my apartment because I live in 1987. And I went. I told the guy, I said, I want the darkest, heaviest metal. So I bought, you know, that band Mayhem, the Norwegian like black metal band.
Yeah.
So I bought it. No, I'm not a fan.
Are you trying to bond with Jim over music?
What?
He's not going to like that.
Oh, shit.
Norton won't or Chip won't?
Chip's not going to like that either. He likes Black Sabbath. That's who he likes, or Ozzy.
But I thought it might be, it's the guy said this is the heaviest metal. He actually knew the Chip Jefferson podcast. Listen to me. And so he goes, I think Chip will love this. It's all about the devil and Satan and. I don't know. So, shit, now I'm nervous.
Yeah, get nervous. Have 70 drinks to deal with it.
Brian, you have to realize that Chip is really Jim Norton.
Yeah. But the last time I did the show, I went to a sex shop, and I was going to buy, like, a sex toy. And then I couldn't see anything in the store. And the woman goes, what about this? She hands me a package, and they were gummy peckers. They were, like, little peckers. They were, like, little gummy candies. They were peckers. And I said, this is Jim Norton's favorite. And it popped. It went over. So...
It popped.
Alan, do you like death metal? When's your birthday?
What a segue.
So, Jim, the best thing
my
in the,
today,
the
actually.
Best thing in the article.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Your birthday's today?
It's today. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Wow. Thank you.
The best thing in the article is they got a quote from Lenny.
I know.
Lenny taking the high road.
It's so funny.
That was almost like Lenny's publicist said, all right, this is how you word it. Send it out.
Like Lenny goes, I wish him nothing but the best or whatever.
Yeah,
he goes, he decided to.
I have a feeling he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. And also, the whole thing was a lie because he didn't. I didn't decide to do it without him. He quit. He fucking quit in front of the Comedy Cellar. So it's like, I did a show with Adam, you know, and then he quit. So I'm like, I don't know what the fuck. So, but basically, like, he's trying to take the high road, but to what end? To what fucking end?
To write
so
for Leslie Jones.
The Four Corners podcast?
He's writing for Leslie Jones.
No, he should have.
No, he's not
said,
writing for Leslie Jones.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
He got a job on SNL?
No, he's right. Falling around to comedy clubs.
Right,
writing,
I know. What is she paying
for
him? She's paying him in fucking big wax lips.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't give a fuck.
Leslie Jones and
disgusting.
Lenny Marcus. That was his former co-host.
No, I think you're almost dating, Jim. Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't heard anything, but what, is he helping her with her joke?
No, apparently she was at the comic strip. Lenny was on stage. She was at the comic strip with him. She didn't even go on. So why would she go to the comic strip with him if she's not going on?
Chicken fingers.
No, well, he's probably helping her write a new act. So, he's like, hey, I got a set. We'll go sit in a coffee shop and I'll help you. But if he's helping her write an act, is he just going to write out a joke and just put in parentheses scream?
Right. And shouldn't he write his own act first before he writes somebody else's act? Jim.
Huh?
Shouldn't he write an act for himself before he writes somebody else an act? It's like, you know, when you're on the airplane, they tell you to put the oxygen mask on your face before you try to help your kids. So shouldn't he put some oxygen in his some comedy oxygen? Don't get me started because his hernia is fucking knows no bounds today.
Oh, sweet.
Anyway.
No, Lenny's a good comic. He's not a terrible comic. He's solid. He does the job. But if he's got a kid now and he's married, so he's going to need some extra money. So if Leslie's going to give her some of that SNL money to help him write an act, why wouldn't he do it?
But she does. She's cheap. I know she's cheap. She's probably she's basically saying, Lenny, I'll let you open for me sometime, and then you help me with my act. I bet that's what's happening. So she's just giving him like that. And why didn't she get him a job at SNL? She's got some juice there with that fucking old Jew there.
Phil Hartman?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know. That's, you know, ask Leslie that.
No, ask Lenny that. Ask Lenny that. You have his number. I'm going to go to his fucking house.
I was just texting him the other day.
Huh?
I was just texting with him the other day.
About what? Sports?
Yeah, always.
I will tell him. Ask him what, because say people are talking about him and Leslie, and people think they're fucking. So ask him what he's getting out of it. Because she should have to pay him a lot if he has to fuck her.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, everybody.
You wouldn't fuck her for free?
Ugh.
What's wrong with her?
I'd fuck Blind Brian before I'd fuck
I've waited a
Leslie
year to
Jones.
Hear you say that. Thank you so much.
Have you seen those pictures of her naked? Oh, it's rough.
No.
They're naked photos
she
of her?
Yeah. Nude pictures?
They're
no
right here.
Way.
Put up, can you guys
kind
put
of.
Them up, please, Garrett?
No, I feel like you're going to see the most racist thing ever.
Nope.
And then afterwards, throw the monitor into the ocean.
Nope. They're for real.
Yep.
Oh, might take a minute during the
ball. I haven't heard about this.
Alan, how about I jerk you off while we look at him? You
please.
Know. Yeah.
How's the boy, Jim?
Great segue.
He's great.
How's his act? Probably better than Lenny's.
He's a little rusty. He hasn't been on stage in a while.
Because
so.
He's back in school.
I'm here to fix the school sprinter.
Leslie Jones.
No way.
No,
Leslie Jones.
What?
Yeah, she was.
That's
sending,
really her?
It could
she
be
was
worse.
Sending, she
How
was
did
sending pictures
out
to Lenny, and they got apprehended by right. somebody.
Oh.
Damn, girlfriend.
It could be worse.
How?
You know, it's not that bad.
Oh, come on. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't close up.
There goes my lunch.
Are there any, like, beaver shots?
What do you
yeah,
think that
they just
is?
Show one.
Do you know what a vagina looks like?
He can't
yeah,
see. He can't
oh,
see.
Okay. My hands
you're
and my
lucky.
Eyes. Get over here, Teresa.
What do you think you're looking at right now?
They're showing someone's nothing. Vagina
Let's
right
look
now.
At really? Yeah. Oh, look at that
slot.
Look at that slot.
Oh, that's rough. Anyway,
I'm
all right.
I'm trying to look at him.
Are you at home?
She's like 50 years
yeah,
old.
Look,
that's
yeah.
not too bad for like a 50-something.
Yeah,
50
it really could be
she's
worse.
She's like in her 50s.
But should she be taking pictures under any context?
You know, she was probably talking to some guy, and he
it don't matter. Don't
her.
Take a picture. Is that gonna seal the deal, as
you
they
do
say?
Crazy things.
Always
in
be
her
selling.
Mind.
Always be selling.
It's like from National Geographic.
Anyway, Jim, thanks. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the. We got too many guests, and we only got an hour. But thanks for the thing. What was your thing about the Forbes? It was good, though, right?
Yeah, it was a good article, man. It was really good. Jim Norton had some great quotes about you. Made a lot of sense, and fucking, you know. I'm a $3 Patreon fucking subscriber, so.
I like what Cumia said. He's like, he goes, no, and then you meet him off the show, and he's really an asshole. So he's like the real
yeah.
deal.
Right.
The guy's the real
that's
deal.
That's why it threw me off, that picture of you smiling. I'm like, that's not him.
Yeah, it's not me. It's all show business. All right, Jim,
all right,
where are you, where you this weekend?
He just hung up.
He didn't care.
Son of a bitch. I think he's in Connecticut this weekend. I saw his Twitter. Anyway, go to his Twitter at Mr. Jim Florentine. You have a little crush on him. You get very quiet when he's there. Good for
I'm
you.
I don't really have a
he's
crush
got a crush on,
him.
On Mr. Jim Florentine.
He's cute. Yeah, he's fine.
He's good looking,
he's
right?
He's an attractive guy.
Have you seen him?
Yeah.
I just like his voice.
He likes black women.
I don't know if he doesn't likes
me.
What do you mean? He had Robin Quivers.
Yeah, but that's one.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one. So that's not a one does not create a
you think that was
pattern.
An anomaly?
No, that was a show business fuck.
You think so?
You think? Right,
what do you think?
Robin
you think?
Was beautiful. Back
yeah,
then.
If that's what you like. No, she's a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, she's got a good laugh, and she's probably
Leslie's
has a nice
got
apartment.
A better body now than Robin.
Well, Robin's also almost 70.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
She's been through cancer. Yeah.
She can't. Got her like a fish.
No, Robin's pretty. I think she's a pretty lady.
Yeah. I do too.
But I don't, whatever. She's not my type. But,
yeah, she's almost, what?
But Leslie You're... Jones is definitely not my type because, no. But she blocked me on Twitter because I said she was loud. But she's extremely loud, and there's no denying that. There's no. It'd be like saying she's not black. You know what I mean? She's loud. There's. She's
you
never
hate loud comics.
Huh?
You hate loud comics?
No, I just said she's loud. Yeah. Like I don't listen. She's not really. Her jokes aren't good, and she just yells. So that's. But she got SNL out of it. So. So should more people be yelling? I'd be yelling.
I'll take that money.
Pay me.
Pay me.
Pay me, Lauren.
That's bad.
Right. I don't know. So how are you doing down there?
Hey, how's it going? Good to see you.
Yanu Thompson and Alan Fuchs.
Fuchs,
right?
Yeah.
Fuchs or Fuchs?
Fuchs.
You don't care, right?
Old world, they say Fuchs.
Whenever I see him, I think in the Bronx, I think porn in the 70s.
What is your deal?
That's a good
what are you talking
Bob Guccione.
About? This is just a beard. This is a beard.
No, but the hair and the dark black hair.
Is it really your birthday, Alan?
Today's my birthday, yeah.
Happy birthday. Today,
the 26th?
Yeah.
That's a good day. September 26th.
Interesting. Actually,
my daughter's birthday today too. She's 8.
No, it's not.
It is. Yeah, Bella, she's 9.
Well, you're gonna do Chip Chippers instead of spending time with her?
Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon, Little Boy Blue and the Man in the Moon.
What does that have to do with the?
We have a reservation at 8 o'clock at a restaurant by my house, so we'll be fine.
That'll be sweet.
How are you gonna get out? How are you gonna get to Brooklyn in a half an hour?
It's the F train's right by Park Slope. It's easy.
Oh right. So I wouldn't get too drunk. Seriously, you gotta be.
My sponsor.
You just do this for fun, right?
You got a big lineup.
I do lots of. I just sold a TV show. I have a production company. I did the Dos Equis thing. I've got lots of.
This is the first time I'm here. You just sold a TV show.
Yeah.
You have a production company.
Yeah. Brian.
How come Forbes isn't writing about him?
Huh?
How come Forbes isn't writing about him?
We'll get to him.
I actually know Kip Forbes.
Do you?
Yeah. He's my friend's godfather.
We gonna rape train with him?
Yeah. Well, not rape if you let him do it.
I like that fucking Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court guy.
Yeah.
Now they said he was involved with a gang rape in the 70s.
Well, he tried to.
Who won?
Gang rape.
Who won?
It was the 70s.
Yeah, it was the 70s. Hey, Guccione, what do you got on that?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, I just want to keep going forever and ever. I feel like every story, it gets worse and worse for him. And it's like this guy really wants that position. Like, anybody else, it used to be you, like, something like this come out, and you'd be like,
you can't all of a sudden go, like, yeah, I did do a lot of fucked up shit. You know what I mean?
No, you don't have to do that, but you just be like, you know what? This is getting too ugly, too dirty. Yeah,
but then he incriminates himself. Then he incriminates himself.
Like what he said, he lost his virginity when he was 30. He goes, look, I didn't even have sex with anybody, nothing.
She didn't even ask that question.
Yeah, well.
She just came out with it.
Yeah, well, no one even asked him. He's like, I was like late in my 20s before I had anything resembling sexual contact. Like
he said many years after college.
Right, well, then many's like 4
he did.
Five, right?
25.
Yeah,
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he said he didn't have sex in high school. I mean, it's even weirder. Like, he's around all this sex, and he's not getting
his dick out.
You didn't lose your virginity until 24.
He's a bad
Alan?
Alleged rapist.
You what? Lost it old, right?
I lost it at 24.
He was involved with a gang rape, and he still couldn't get laid. Now that's bad luck.
You lost your virginity at 24?
Yeah.
Why so late?
Because he was going to run for Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Personality?
I wanted to be up there with Kavanaugh.
No, seriously, why so late?
I just, yeah, I had a horrible personality.
No, did you like do fingering and blow
I was
jobs,
ugly.
That
what
kind of
you,
shit?
I had nothing. I had no personality and no
look. Wouldn't
looks.
Have been that ugly.
I was pretty bad. Well, it was the whole thing. My parents were like Russian. I grew up like, you know, like an animal.
Where'd you grow up? Here in Brooklyn?
South Bronx.
And you couldn't get laid in South Bronx?
The only white
Bronx?
Kid in my entire school.
There you think they would fuck you just for the show and tell part of it?
Let me put fingers in Dominican snatch, huh? What do you say?
What was that?
Yakov? Yeah, exactly.
Yakov trying to fuck
wait,
my wife?
5 hours in line for a hand job. Hey, exactly. You know Bob Yaga? That's my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But 24, huh? Teresa, how about you? When'd you...
Teresa?
What is it?
Keanu. Close. You got it.
I love you in The Matrix.
I like how he says, that's why I never say anybody's name, because I'm assuming he assumes he's right. Hey, Teresa.
Teresa.
I don't give a fuck.
Where did that even come from,
a lot of
man.
Confidence, too.
I know,
Teresa.
That's all you do is say...
Teresa.
It's your fault if he's wrong.
Yeah. Hey, Ivan Illich got his ass eaten when he was 34. Now, when did you, Keanu, I beg your pardon,
yeah, okay.
When did you lose your virginity? How old were you?
15.
Wow.
That's the South, though.
Where were you?
South Carolina. Yeah.
Okay. That's what they do?
What do you mean that's the South? You really think it's the South?
Yeah.
People are getting laid at the South Bronx when they're 8 and shit.
8?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a Southern thing.
D-train.
On the D-train.
Shit goes down, man.
Dick.
Dick.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I can't say.
Why not?
It was in the article yesterday. No, I'm kidding. I was almost 21.
Wow.
No, I had a girlfriend. I kept trying to, like, when we were breaking up, you know, when I was, like, 18, 19, 20, I kept trying to fuck her at the end just so I could say, like, yeah, I fucked her. I lost my virginity. But she didn't really want to do it. So I kept, like, it was awkward. I kept coming quick. And I was just like, ah, fuck it. I'm just going to fuck guys.
It is better.
So then the way I lost it was I got hammered drunk. I remember we went to New Jersey. She actually liked my roommate. She wanted to fuck my roommate, but my roommate didn't want to fuck her. So I
Who's your roommate?
Like Torchiana. No, no. I was 18. I think I was doing comedy 18. I mean, I was 20. I was 20. So anyway, so I took her to the fucking New Jersey, because in New Jersey, he was 18 to drink. So I just remember getting fucking hammered.
1965.
And driving back, like just driving back in a fucking, no seatbelts. Like throwing shit out the window, beer cans and fucking babies and shit.
We're in a Ford Fairlane.
Yeah, it was far. We had to drive all the way back to Pennsylvania. Then I'm fucking her, because I was so drunk, I didn't come quick. Because, you know, when you're drunk, you can last longer.
I would think so.
But then I remember one point I had to get up to puke. And then
so romantic.
It sounds like a great story.
I get up to puke. I'm puking in the toilet. And it's right next to the bedroom. So I come back in the bedroom. She goes, "Were you just puking?" I go, "Yes, I was." "You're a lucky lady." So I started,
give me a kiss.
Then I fucked her. But I was so drunk. I was like, what's the big deal? Like, I really wasn't even. I thought like, it's pretty good.
Like climactic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you wear rubber?
Yeah, didn't even have rubber. Yeah, I made my own rubber in the kitchen.
Stop.
Yeah, right after I puked. Didn't even have rubbers.
Murdered a sheep.
Back then you had to like, if you asked for a rubber, they'd be like, huh?
Right, they were called a French letter.
Yeah.
You didn't really make one in the kitchen.
No, but it was like nobody sold condoms. It was pre-AIDS, so, you know. I mean, if it wasn't, this gal might have had it, because she fucked a lot of dudes.
And no one's wearing condoms now either, though.
Yeah, they don't wear them now either. Like, even gay guys aren't.
No, never.
Well, they have that prep something.
Prep, so you won't get
it's like
AIDS.
You just kind of take a
prep. You prep it in your ass?
No, it's a pill.
Oh, you shove it up your ass?
Yeah, it's a suppository.
Sizes.
You've got a really good pharmacist.
Yeah. It's right up your ass.
Well, it's my virginity. I was 13 years old.
13?
Yep, totally did. Yep.
Older lady or younger?
What did your mom say? Because he's got a thing with his mom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. We'll cut that out in post, guys. Thanks.
Your mom take Prep B? No,
you don't want to have another one of these.
You don't want to get AIDS for son.
Someone who's more retarded.
That's the worst.
Than him.
67 and 8 months pregnant right now.
Hey, you were 13? How come I don't know any of this about you? You have a production company and you lost virginity at 13.
Exactly. Is it consensual even?
Oh, Adam knows all this. It was a retarded girl, right?
Well, no, she was a retarded girl.
She was something, though, right? Adam knows this.
It took someone like that to the prom.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No.
Did you meet someone to the prom?
Yeah. Huh. She could barely.
Oh, and you wore your football helmet? She wore her regular helmet?
She... Fuck. She had her helmet on backwards. It was great.
Corsage. She just wrapped it like an electrical tape on her arm. Here's your corsage, sweetie. You look like C-3PO.
You smell like jelly beans?
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Right. Oh, I asked her out? Wait, you were first. You were 13?
Okay. So yeah, really quickly, there was a retarded guy in the neighborhood. Not like I'm like really. He had a paper route, and he would buy.
I did too.
Right? The Baltimore Evening Sun, and he would the News American, and so he would basically go and he would buy you booze at the liquor store. I lived in downtown Baltimore, so it was my 13th birthday, and I bought a 12 pack of Keystone Light. You know, who can afford Coors? And so I was walking in the neighborhood with my buddy Rocky, whose name is Rakesh. He was an Indian guy, only Indian guy like for miles, and we came upon these two girls we knew in the neighborhood, and we plied them with Keystone Lights. And then we set up. We played Truth or Dare. My second dare, I bet the girl, she was Zoftig, and she was from a church that went down the block, this Baptist church, white girl, but she was very heavy, and I said, I dared her. I said, you let me fuck you? And she said, okay. So I had a condom in my wallet. It was like 1987 and 86 even. And I remember-
You had a wallet at 13 and a condom in your wallet.
It was a gift from my grandmother. Every year, she'd give me
a you're going to get some pussy at 13?
Yeah, I was always ever hopeful.
It's like, if you're going to fuck my daughter.
Right. Not without my daughter. Sally Field's best work. Right. The Blu-ray's a half an hour shorter.
Don't give my daughter an AIDS baby.
Right, exactly. God, pressure. So, but it was really funny because Rocky, it's only one girl. The other girl left somewhere else.
You can't do a Rocky impression?
But it goes, he has had like a normal American accent. His father did not. His father sounded like,
I'm saying Rocky.
Yo, you know what, Brian? You mind if I teabag this girl while you fuck her? Because that's what he did. So, like, I'm fucking your missionary.
What?
Yeah, we're on a rock in Herring Run Park. We're on this
a
big
rock?
On a rock with Rocky. Rakesh, this was his real name. A Christian Indian. But there are lots of Christian Indians. And I'm fucking your missionary with this condom on. It was so dry. I thought we were going to maybe start a brush fire. and then I look up and Rocky, who's a lot shorter than I was, he was a little guy, he's just dipping his balls in her mouth. Okay, and he's going to suck my balls. It's true. She was very obliging.
How old was she?
She was like 14.
And he was teabagging her while you fucked her?
Yeah.
Her name is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
How traumatized was she by that?
Her son's Luke Skywalker. It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She goes home for dinner. They're like, what'd you do today? She's like, I got teabagged. A guy with a dry condom.
He's burping up Keystone Lights. A retard bought us Keystone
Lights. Oh, my God.
I fucked her on a rock. It was funny because I blew my load, and then I wanted nothing to do with her. I mean, obviously, you know, I mean,
yeah.
By the way, that hasn't changed to this very day.
Even if it's your wife.
2 years later.
Get the fuck out of here.
Maybe you stinky pussy. So I just ended up, like, I go, and we end up, like, walking around the neighborhood a little bit longer, and then I remember thinking to myself, I just started jerking off, like, 6 months before. My friend taught me how to do that, and then I remember thinking to myself, I was
a
like,
good friend.
Yeah, he really was. Like a good neighbor.
I had no clue how to jerk off. I learned how to jerk off when people said that I jerked off in the library. They started this whole rumor in my high school, and they were going up and down, like teasing, like making fun of me. Like, nice, like jerking off like
you
this.
Guys, can you guys keep doing
You're
that?
Like, what is that?
No, going up and down, doing the stroking motion, and yeah. I was like, what are they doing? I was like, oh, that's how you're supposed to do it.
How were you doing it before?
I was 15. I put it between my legs, and I would rub my legs together.
So embarrassing.
Like riding a tricycle?
To simulate your mom. And
oh my God.
Holy shit.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Favorite Halloween costume?
Oh, am I on?
Yeah.
All right. Kevin, first off, great show in Poughkeepsie this past Saturday.
Right off the train station.
As the lone wolf sitting in the corner, that was great.
Brandon.
Yes.
Cool.
Wow.
All right. That's all you got?
Great call. Thanks.
No. Wait. I had a question for Brian.
Sure, buddy.
Okay. So, now I need to preface first that I'm not gay.
Sure.
But if I wanted to suck Brian's dick,
yeah.
Does that make a star fucker or not?
No, because I'm not a star. So, like, it would just be a consensual blowjob, in my opinion.
Are you talking theoretical, or what are you talking? Are you trying to raise money?
No, I just thought.
Is that
on
your Patreon? Suck Brian's dick for.
Wait, what is it? What is it now?
T-shirt.
Okay, so
are you in a well or something?
Am I a fucker or not, if I want to suck Brian's dick? I'm not gay.
No.
I'm not a star fucker? Okay, cool.
Nothing gay about that question either, sir. Totally heterosexual. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Brandon, you're all right.
Sleep soundly tonight, Brandon.
I've never heard someone say I'm not gay more times in a phone call.
You might be gay. You went to the...
I'm not gay, but if I want to lube up your asshole and stick my tongue in it, would that make me...
Right. He went to the show by himself on a Saturday night.
Oh, he said he was a lone wolf.
He's gay.
Should have brought your fat friend from that rock.
I don't think she's probably dead.
She would have fucked him.
She can't have had a good life.
And then hang up. I like how Brian. Hey, can I ask you one question? I'm not gay, bud.
You thought
I suck off Brian. Am I a star fucker? No, you're not a star fucker because Brian's more a sidekick than a star.
Boy, here we go. But
even though he has his own production company.
Right, yeah.
And he lost his virginity at 13.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, you took a retard to the prom?
Yeah. My junior prom.
Why?
Nobody else would go out with me.
Are you serious?
She's just not gone. Yeah.
She didn't know any better because she was only in her
retarded.
Well, she was in her like mentally challenged circle. And
did she go to your school?
That, they didn't know about the regular.
She go to the school. Did she go to your school?
Yeah.
How'd you ask her?
You had retards at your school?
Do you want to go to the prom with me?
You had retards at your school?
Yeah.
It's a South Bronx.
It's like, on the.
She was a teacher.
She wasn't
how bad the schools were.
She wasn't just Puerto Rican.
She was like on the. It's like kind of like almost like on the verge. She was at the bottom of like the special ed kids.
Oh, so she was like.
It was hot for a retard.
Oh,
were those titties retarded?
Those titties. That's a David Talbot.
Yeah.
Okay. Those titties ain't retarded. Yeah.
Did she have a prominent forehead or a sloped brow?
Yeah, could you tell?
She had during the hand job. I had to tell her like a little less of the retard strength.
Oh.
She happened? Almost ripped it off. Yeah.
She touched your dick at the prom?
No, I don't remember. This is so traumatizing.
If you fuck somebody who's retarded, it's like it's gonna haunt you forever.
I'm haunted by a lot.
Yeah, I mean, people will talk.
We definitely didn't fuck her.
Because people think you're taking advantage of her. You can't win by fucking.
Yeah, and you were. It wasn't.
No,
just
I think
like
people
at
still
a...
thought she was getting the worst end of the deal. I was that unpopular. It was like, why would you take him?
The
watch it. Give him a prank. Give him a chance. He's okay. Don't worry about it.
I was below. Like,
what the fuck were you doing?
I just
was
the
only
white
kid.
No, I was only white kid.
You're
and
only
then,
child?
Like,
she white?
And I, what do you call it? She was white, and she's white. And like,
you were an only child?
You left the all-black neighborhood in the eighth grade. And then by that point, I was like, I acted like I was Eminem. I was dressed like a little preppy kid, like a little Jewish boy.
But nobody liked you.
Nobody liked me.
Shit.
So, yeah, I didn't know how to talk to people.
Right. y'all going to be Esther for Purim?
What?
Get some homage on this motherfucker, you know what I mean? Have a good Shabbos, niggas.
Yana, what
first
happened?
First thing I said in high school was like, yo, don't touch the hair.
That's what you said to people?
Yeah, and after
like,
that,
Fonzie?
No one took it seriously. Yeah.
You're so embarrassed.
I only watched TV. I didn't know people.
And nobody would talk. No women would talk.
I was such an outcast. It was like only in senior year when I was volunteering for a retirement home.
Oh.
Like the girls were like, oh, he's nice. And then they were starting.
Not that you took a retard to prom. They didn't think that was very nice.
No,
that's a really nice thing to do.
Knew I was desperate.
Sounds like she took you to prom, by the way. I would never let a retarded person anywhere near my dick. Like, I'd be like, wouldn't your hand up? I'm like, am I fine? I rip it off like a Lenny of Mice and Men or something. Or Frankenstein, throw the little girl in the lake.
Oh my God.
Does that feel good? No, it sounds good. My dick is gone.
She opens the door for you.
Exactly.
This guy's a fucking retard.
Asshole.
This guy's a fucking loser. I might be retarded, but this guy's a fucking loser.
God, mean a bum?
I remember picking her up at her parents' house. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
You must have been so happy that she had a date.
They were suspicious. Like, what are you doing? they were expecting another retard.
Oh, good. Where's your helmet?
You should have pretended.
I was talking like a regular person. They're like, are you sure you're at the right
place?
Must have
thought you had some kind of.
Oh, that's so great.
She can't really explain you anyway because she's not good at that kind of thing, explaining her date.
Don't want to need to
hope she's not listening to this. Huh? She's not listening to this, though.
Keanu, what happened to your prom? You got laid probably, right?
What did I do? No, I went with my gay best friend. Oh, I did. I did not. I did get laid. Yeah.
And you'd even go.
Like, fuck somebody in a field. Yeah.
You fuck somebody you didn't even go to the prom with?
No, it was, yes. I went with my gay best friend and then I fucked somebody in, like, a field later that night after a Four Loko. Yeah.
These are grassy.
You have to find places to do it in high school. You can't, like, and I had a Mini Cooper, so it wasn't like I could, like, fuck in the car.
That's what I used to call my.
She has a lot of outdoor sex.
That's what I used to call my dick, the Mini Cooper.
Yeah. I'm so old, I'm like, Mini Cooper, those things have only been out for like 15 years.
At least you can always find a place to park it.
You can't fuck in there, though. Fuck
so you would just fuck a guy in the woods and then.
It wasn't
in the
like in the woods, it was like in a field.
Like a cornfield?
Tobacco field.
It wasn't corn. It was just
then you
a
have
large...
to look. Then you have to check for ticks. You'd have to check.
I had no ticks. I was so hammered. I mean, I had no idea what was going on. Yeah. I don't have sex outside a lot, Alan.
Under a bridge?
One time under a bridge.
The troll, though. Chip percent. I went to a prom with a girl. She was dating her friend was dating my friend, again, Greg Torchiana. I brought him up. Oh, yeah, that was, he was, I guess he was still my roommate. Anyway, so he was going to the prom. We were both in college. He was going to a prom with his girlfriend. And so his Meg McGettigan, Greg's girlfriend's best friend, she's like, I'm taking him to the prom, even though I didn't go to school, and I'm definitely going to fuck him, you know, like, I'm going to fuck him. And I was like, yeah, let's do this, because I'm still a virgin, I think.
Right.
And so, of course, she didn't fuck me. So anybody listen out there, if you're in high school, there's no such thing as a sure thing. What you do is you get a girl drunk, take her to the woods.
Get her drunk, take her to the woods. Yeah,
because I kept trying to do stuff like fingering her, and she was like
maybe
in the
you
car.
You gotta kiss somebody. You can't just finger somebody. All
right?
Yeah,
I'm like a bang.
I would like talk to her.
Unless
she's retarded.
Yeah. Put on some doctor's gloves and start
jazz hands.
Just finger.
But she's like, she goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "You told everybody you were gonna fuck me." She's like, "I changed my mind." I'm like,
"You went straight for finger blasting?"
No, I didn't go straight. But I was like, I go, "We've been waiting all week." She was telling everybody she's gonna fuck me, and then of course she didn't. I had a girl one time, she told me to lock her up. You know what I mean? Put handcuffs on her or something, or either handcuffs or tie her to the bedpost.
Right. Bondage. Yeah.
Then she goes, and I just met her. Then she goes, oh, I changed my mind.
Untie
like,
me.
Yeah, so I'm like,
now.
Is that part of the game? So I just fucking left. I didn't know what the fuck to do. I panicked. So she's still there. No, I don't know.
That's a horror
I'm
movie.
I'm like, is that part of
Netflix,
the game?
Is a movie like that?
No. You gotta, there's
that's
a safe
not
word.
Part of the game.
No, if they say untie me, like, I'm like, is she saying if I'm a man? Like, a real man would just
you
go, fuck you. Like, fuck me, and then...
Just one more prom thing. I was such a little wigger that my girlfriend, I took her to a prom, and I wore a kente cloth cummerbund and a kente cloth bow tie.
What's that?
Kente cloth is like that African fabric. It's like orange and green and black. It's like it's like from like Tribe Called Quest in like 1990 or something.
That's what I used to wear in the South Bronx.
Yeah, exactly. And I wore one of those African medallions around my neck.
A FUBU?
Yeah, like, well, even
a FUBU tux?
Free FUBU.
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 So embarrassing.
I know.
Speaking
you're
of racism.
With a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Wear a Kangol, my tuxedo.
You took a retard to prom.
Speaking of racism, what do you call it? You ever have on like non-racist racism?
What's that?
You know, talking about like I was outside of a comedy club, and like the audience was coming out, and I'm trying to talk to the audience and add social media followers. And this guy's like tapping me on the shoulder.
Hey, follow me on Twitter. Get the fuck out of the way. It just happens to be my Twitter name.
Whites over here, blacks over here. It was some guy who was tapping me on the shoulder. I'm talking to this couple, you know, trying to get him to add me on social media, and I'm ignoring him, and like, you know, he's like, excuse me, I'm ignoring him, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have any money.
Oh no,
I don't. What do you want from my life? I'm sorry, I don't. I'm a comic. I can't give you any money.
He was just trying to.
I already gave another homeless guy money, and he's like, I just want to see if I get into to see the show. To host the next show with him sitting there with his girlfriend.
No, it's not so bad. I mean,
well, wait. So you talk to him as they come out of the show and try to get him to sign up?
Yeah, yeah. I attack the audience when they come out. I'm trying to get people more followers.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Why don't you just buy some on China?
Amish social media.
It was so uncomfortable. It was like I was like,
you're standing there.
Why
like,
did you think?
Pardon me. Pardon me.
What are you gonna do? You have to promote.
Anyone here have a Pentium Gateway 486?
How did the show go with Artie Lang?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Is that good?
You want the honest?
Yeah. Let's get the.
No.
We want the Nick Swartzen version.
Really
everybody's
happened?
Great. Yeah. Okay. What happened?
I mean, Artie's like. Listen, I love Artie. You know, I grew up listening to Artie.
It was on a show. It was Voss, you,
Artie, Rich
Bob Levy.
Voss, Bob Levy.
It's a good show.
And me. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the order?
We did great.
Me.
And the rest was, you know.
You guys go up together?
No.
Separate.
No, separate.
Who MC'd?
They didn't even have an MC.
Yeah.
You did tag
guy.
Team?
No, nah, just some guy that came out and like just.
Okay, what was the order then?
It was her, me, Levy, Voss, and Artie.
Yeah.
Artie closed.
I don't know why Artie wants to close.
Does Artie look like he's using?
Okay, so
he doesn't look.
He looks skinny.
He doesn't
actually.
Look like an Olympic athlete. Right. You know what
I
mean?
Already he's do. Not, he didn't do great.
He's not Greg Louganis.
How'd Voss do?
Voss was good.
Voss was good.
Yeah.
Levy did well.
Artie did well too, but it's just like, you know, like it kind of goes off the rails because he's not in his peak physical shape. You know.
He looks thin actually.
He looks like something's going on.
But he did
have
well.
You seen his nose?
Yeah, he did good.
Yeah, he's only got one nostril.
Yeah, it's crazy. What happened to the nose?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Thank you for not shooting up.
If you're listening to this,
I feel bad.
No,
he did okay, though, right?
Yeah, he did
okay?
A good job.
It's
yeah.
muscle memory for him. So even if he's, you know, in a certain state.
How big was
matter.
The audience?
It was big. It was like a packed house.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was like a theater.
Like it was a little theater. In
they were happy
theater.
To see him?
Yeah, most people are happy. And then you have, you know, like some fans come out and it's like they're not ready for that. And, you know, some people don't know what they're in for. You
not ready for what? Stand up?
I don't know.
It's already like that.
It was, yeah, I mean, listen, he's also
aging. I mean, you know, yeah.
He's like 52 or something. He's not like.
Well, look how thin he looks.
We're all aging.
Yeah. Right. I'm really trying to compliment him here.
I don't know what to say.
I love Artie. I hope he.
Sure, of course.
He's super
nice.
I
hope he, you know, gets healthier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Does Bob Levy eat blue cheese out of somebody's butt every show?
No, he didn't bring any blue cheese. There's no blue cheese. I was disappointed. I wanted
you
to
guys
that.
Sell merch?
No.
We tried.
Yeah. And then
it was a weird energy after.
As soon as I walked in,
thing,
as
like
soon
people,
as
I
walked in and Voss.
Why are there so many people on the show?
Voss is like, would you just Me Too me so I can be in the press? He's like, I don't do anything to you, but like just so we can get some followers.
Said that backstage.
Yeah, just as a joke. Like, is that funny? He could have said that to the wrong person.
Desperate.
Yeah. I don't know how guys like Bob Levy makes a living. Like, I mean, I'm not shitting on him, but like,
who cares?
He's touring with Artie. He goes everywhere with
Artie.
He's
going everywhere
okay,
with Artie.
Well, then they, yeah, that's 120 grand a year. That's something.
Is it?
Yeah, it's about
I like how you make these instant calculations.
I think that's what it is, 120.
Opening Ferrari is 100 grand, 20 grand. Yeah, yeah. It's not. It's not, by the way.
You think it's a lot less?
It's not. I don't know if it's a lot less. What are we playing? The Price is Right?
Exactly. Showcase Showdown?
No, I know it's not. It's not. It's not a Ford. It's not 120 opening for Artie on the road.
It depends. He's already
doing. What do you think it is?
It depends how many dates they do, but it's not 120. 120 is a lot. 120 is like if you're headlining every week.
The theaters
or Artie makes.
I don't know. Not as much as he used to. I know that
for
fucking fact. What?
Can you do it by the metric system?
Yeah.
He makes Rams. 9 ounces a month.
Oh, I don't know. I hate to shit on other people's whatever. Anyway, I just want to bring up this Nick Swartzen thing. You guys know what ghosting is, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Nick Swartzen in the article, like, he was kind of trolling me yesterday a little bit because I tweeted that I said Bill Cosby still has a better chance to get a Netflix special than I do after he got a sentence for, I guess he did bad things in Pennsylvania.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Lower Marion. So anyway. Anyway, so then Nick Swartzen started trolling me, and then just like whatever, change your name to Neil Brennan or whatever. So then I had this article come out yesterday where I basically shit on him, and you know, because he was in the article, he didn't even know that. I guess he read the article. Then he came in later in this Facebook post about. Because I said he ghosted me in L.A., which he did. And then he goes, I don't even know what ghosting is. What's ghosting? I'm like, you're a homosexual living in West Hollywood and you don't know what are the odds he doesn't know what ghosting is? Can you guys read that?
Ghosted you? With the-
anyway. Yeah. Garrett, can you read it?
Really worked up. Holy shit.
I ghosted you? What the fuck? What is wrong with you? Maybe not be a fucking asshole for 5 seconds. I've never ghosted anyone. I don't even know what that means. The world owes you nothing and doesn't revolve around you. L.A. is about show business. That's why you moved there. I tried to get you a job on my show. Good Lord, put your diaper back on.
Wow.
That's edgy.
I liked the dramatic reading, too. That was great. Put your diaper back on.
Wow. That was good.
Is he stubbing out a Misty and a cigarette at a gay bar in West Hollywood?
Who says put your diaper back on?
One of the glory. Hole. Enough of that faggot Kevin Brennan.
Put him trying to put you on a show. What is he talking about?
No, all I remember was when I was working on Norm's show before I was out there, but and then he texted me. He goes, oh, I heard you're out here. And then I said, that was when he had a show. He had a show on Comedy Central. And then he was saying, like, hey, maybe I'll get you a job. Either I asked for a job because Norm's show was ending. So I probably asked. I'm like, oh, if the Norm show doesn't get picked up, maybe you can hire me. He goes, yeah, let me see what I can do, which means, like, nothing. Then he's like, oh, well, my director said, you know, he always blames it on somebody else. That's vaguely right. But then his show didn't get picked up, so he had no job to give me. But then when I moved out there, he was all like, oh, I don't know. He would tell me to do stuff, and then he just ended up ghosting me and acted weird to me when I needed a friend. He was bad to me. No, anyway, but everybody was like that. They're all the people that I was like friends with here. They all acted weird. It was like I was a new high school. It was like everything was fucking weird. So when I got back here, I just shit on everybody. Tom Papa, Nick Swartzen, my brother, just anybody that was Norm MacDonald, anybody that was a fucking cunt to me in any way, shape, or form.
Norm was a cunt to you?
Yeah. So I figure they're not going to, I'm not going to see them again. Even if I see them again, it'll be on my turf, and they won't say fucking boo. Nick Swartzen, if he came in here right now, he'd be like, oh, you're a fag, and then he'd fucking hug me and laugh, because he's a fag. And so he's saying all this shit like, hey, how dare you, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what ghost means. It's like, what are the odds I don't know what ghosting means.
Everybody knows that
when
means.
When he's a homosexual in fucking Hollywood, like, they invented ghosting. Because, I mean, that's all gays do is they fuck, and then they go, I'll text you, and then they never hear back because they fucking somebody else when they get the text from the first faggot.
They go, next!
Next. So for him to say, I don't know, ghosting, it's typical LA show, but they go, oh, I don't know. I didn't know that. I didn't know you wanted. I blah, blah, blah. Oh, you don't like me? It's really, he's butthurt because he thinks somebody doesn't actually like him because he's so used to, everybody likes me because I fuck everybody.
He's butthurt.
I'm gay, but I pretend I fuck women, and Adam Sandler likes me. How dare you not like me? Norm MacDonald likes me. How dare you not like, he's just a fucking, I'm going to give out his fucking phone number at the end of the show. And I know it's verified because he just texted me yesterday. Then he was tweeting on Facebook even before this fucking great read by Garrett. He was saying,
what a Swartzen.
We were roasting each other about the on the Bill Cosby thing. Like he kept saying I was a hack. I was calling him a hack. He was implying he was gay. I couldn't say too much because then he would fucking have me banned. So then I'm going back and forth. Then he texts me. He goes, good roast, buddy. I still love you. So now, so that's another LA thing where you're like, hey, we were just goofing, right?
Showbiz.
Behind the scenes, we're still friends, right?
Break the fourth wall.
I didn't even fucking, I ghosted him. Fuck that. Yeah. Fuck that faggoty nigger. We're not saying that word anymore.
Nope.
Yeah. I think some people won't go on our show anymore because,
really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Are they?
Everybody gets mad when I say it. I said it in context. I had to punctuate.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I said faggot so many times. I had to bring in a new word.
Balance it out.
That's just good writing.
Shit. Yeah.
Just good writing. I don't understand why you didn't get that writing job with Nick Swardson.
No, but I wouldn't. His show was a mess. I wouldn't have got a job.
Yeah, anyway. Bob Levy's here.
No, it's like you guys, whoever we talk about, they come in.
Yeah, great.
Hey, Artie Lang, where is he? I guess he's on the show. Anyway, so when he said that, I was just like, such typical fucking bullshit. And I can't say like, oh, if I lived in L.A., I'd be like, yeah, you don't know what ghosting is. But of course he knows what ghosting is. So I don't even know why would he fucking write that?
What would compel
a guy to say, I don't know what ghosting is? I could say if he's like a family man, but he's like, everybody knows what ghosting is. It's very common.
I would almost guarantee on Grindr, which is that gay app, you can probably like check a box that just says ghosting. And so you can like ghost somebody on Grindr.
What would that?
Well, it'd be like you just kind of delete, block them. You know what I mean? Like maybe they had a small dick or they're too bald to do hairy.
You ghost people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to ghost people. You got to.
With guys. She doesn't have the time to respond.
You have to.
No, that's what I'm saying. You're a young lady who likes cock. So imagine if you're a gay man in Hollywood. Right. They love cock and they think they can fuck their way to the top. Top of the cock, and they probably can. So, like, of course you're going to ghost people because you're going to fuck one guy. He's going to be into you. And then you'll be like, I'm not that into you. And then you're going to ghost them. And then whenever I ghost people on my show because they want to be on my show. I don't want to deal with them that second or whatever. So we all ghost. It's been going on for years, and now for him to say, like, I don't know, ghosting, it's, come on, man. Don't fucking.
And yet Barry Ribs is a regular. you never know who's going to get ghosted.
Barry Ribs is fucking.
Barry Ribs is a ghost.
Oh, he is money.
He's the ghost of Comedy Fusion.
I mean, yo.
Who do you think invented ghosting? It's like hot women and homosexuals because they got to keep it moving. They got to keep it moving. Young homosexuals, they don't get attached to people because the reason it's gay, they have a gay lifestyle is because they have sex whenever they want.
A lot of dick in the world. Yeah.
So they just ghost people. They so for him to say, I'm like, it's just typical. Like, and if I saw him at the Improv in L.A., I'd be like, you know what ghosting is. And be like, I sure do, buddy. So I'm like, why would you write it? But his whole thing is a mirage or a facade, whatever, because he pretends he's straight, but everybody knows he's gay. Like, he says on Facebook he's gay, but then in his show business, he likes women. He likes to go shopping.
That's what Rosie used to do.
Yeah, she loved Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise,
And the dumb cunts that watch the Rosie O'Donnell show. Women are dumb cunts, no offense. But they watch, who do they watch? Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah. None of them have been married. None of them have kids. And they're all White Housewives with kids. And they're like, what next, Ellen? What else should we read now? And she's like, I'm dancing. So maybe they'll be distracted that I'm a homosexual lady and I know nothing about that. I have nothing in common with you, dumb fucks.
My manager in L.A. was a very promiscuous gay man and a great guy. We're still very good friends.
What's his name?
Mitch Stein. And a huge cock, like literally, like he had this massive cock. I've seen it. Like,
Have you seen it?
He would show me dick pics and stuff. He's always like, he was gay. So he's always casually hooking up. We'd be at like a lunch or something at the Standard on Sunset or whatever.
Ask him if he knows what ghosting is.
He knows what ghosting is. But remember, I had an audition by the Unicorn Spa, which I was like, so I called him and I would always call him gay shit. And
what Brian is a master storyteller.
Nobody needs more non sequiturs.
He gives you all every detail.
Really?
He gives you every.
It's not even, it's not even a great story.
What's the weather like that
day? What happened? Oh, it's L.A. It's always nice.
Oh, yeah.
June gloom.
Thanks for setting.
I took the Santa Monica bus. You know, it goes right by the Beverly Center.
How'd you get there?
You don't even
How
need
many transfers?
Anymore.
Is there?
Okay, so what happened?
Traffic?
I call my manager, and I go, you ever go to the Unicorn Spa? And he goes, oh, they had the best chicken panini.
And I thought it was funny. So I went in and had chicken panini.
This is like a Yelp review from someone with brain damage.
It's like a gay.
It's like that girl you took to prom.
Chicken panini. I like nachos and sucking dick.
Mike Stein has a big cock.
Right.
Tell me why you teabag me.
Whatever. By the way, let me ask you a question.
Whenever somebody says, like, would you like tea? She's like, meh.
Vietnam flashback. Why are you lying down right now? I just wanted just tea. I was on a weird podcast last night, and there was another guy on there.
Rods?
What the fuck?
And he was saying that he was sexually assaulted.
Sounds like a real nut.
So you got to save some of his gold.
Yeah, save some of it. Save a little. Store it up a little bit for the winter, you know?
I beg your pardon. Go ahead.
So, and he said it was he fell asleep with this girl he was hooking up with.
Yeah.
And then she started blowing him, and he woke up to a blowjob that he didn't want. And he called that sexual assault.
Didn't want it?
He called that my birthday.
And then when he tried to get her off of him, she hit him.
Wow. And who was this guy?
He's not a comic. Oh. They were asking
sexual
me for my opinion.
Assault, sexual
they couldn't even
assault.
See on my face what I was going to say. I didn't want to like dip into it. I didn't want to comment.
Is this dick hard? If your dick
hard, story, yes.
If your dick hard, it's not sexual assault because that means you want it. That means your dick wants it. It's just that's why you can't rape a man because if he's really getting raped and he's petrified, his dick won't work.
Yeah, but was he like?
I can't relate to the men of today. I cannot fucking relate. If some guy tells me I was sexually assaulted by a woman who gave me a blowjob that I was sleeping, I just.
No, you know
not,
why they
we're
say
not
that?
This, we're not.
No,
I can't
say that
because
then women,
I'm
young
sorry.
Women today will be like, he's sensitive and they'll want to fuck him. Everything.
They do. You're absolutely
everything,
right.
Everything guys
afterwards,
do.
Afterwards, the
so
girls
other
were
women
talking
will fuck
to
them,
him and they
right?
were so into him.
Right.
Look like, yeah.
Right.
You know, I don't little, like a sensitive you know. Person. I don't.
You
like.
You don't, but a lot of these women out there do. They want a guy with a beard and a, no offense, but yeah. a young guy with a beard.
Yeah, not like can, an older, like an old. Older failed kind of
can
comic.
Get a decent like
failed comic.
Can get a decent looking retard.
Mid failure. I haven't totally failed yet.
It's his birthday.
But they want a career. Women want a young guy, a young sensitive guy with a beard who's hopes to live in Williamsburg someday. That's what they want. They all want the same thing. They think they don't. They think they're all I want, but they all want the same fucking.
Aside
thing.
From me,
not you, not
thank
you,
you,
of course.
Thank you.
Present comedy. Excluded.
Every time you say all women, just
no. I mean, you're different, obviously, because you're fucking a field. But you know, I'm just. Saying, I'm saying like I'm saying the generic woman of today, they like a sensitive guy, you know, because they yeah. don't want to. They think, but guys are always up to like Jamie Kilstein. Remember him?
Yeah,
I'm actually friends with him on Twitter, so I can shit on him. But he was like the he was like the number one feminist forever, and then he got in trouble because he was sexually harassing everybody at their fucking podcast.
It's creepy when men are feminist.
Because yeah, it's a scam. Guys are always running a scam, even if they're not onto it. Sometimes guys aren't even onto their own scam, you know. And they'll be like, oh, I'm doing this to get women to fuck me. Because they're like, oh, shit, it's working. And then they like backtrack. They go, oh, shit, that's why it's working. You know what I mean?
I couldn't handle it. He's calling himself like, you know, it's like everybody needs to be a victim. And I just can't.
What podcast was it?
I don't
victim
know.
Podcast?
I want to listen to it.
I want to know.
Please, come on. Okay. Don't be a cock. Give a name.
Oh, God. Give a name. How's that get me? This is the How Come podcast.
Oh, you
how
did
come?
How Come?
Yeah.
How to Come?
No, How Come.
Oh, how come? How they spell come?
C-U-M.
Ah, I get it.
I'm going to recommend it to my mom.
Andre. It's called a Cumtown. They're making a fortune.
Yeah.
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 See? Call it Cumtown.
How come?
So when's the last, are you single down there?
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you got laid?
Banging a lot.
I accidentally, I'm trying not to fuck the whole town, but I accidentally just sexted my dad and my brother. So I'm
what?
Not
what?
Really, it was an accident. Yeah. So I'm like really not like.
Dominican?
No, it was a picture of me having sex, and I accidentally sent it to my dad and my brother in a group chat. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I swear to God.
Is this a true story?
It's true. It's 100% true. And I look like the little girl from The Ring in it. I look like I crawled out of a well. I didn't even send it to the guy I was going to send it to.
That's my girl.
How are you in a group? You in a group text?
I'm in a group text with my dad and my brother. And
how they get a picture of you?
And then I was trying to send them a video, and I sent them a picture of me having sex with a dude from behind instead on accident. It was
best guest ever.
Right. Horrible.
Wait, what did they say? Did they ghost you?
No, I was like,
really?
Yeah.
They ghost you?
No, my dad was like, I hope that's on your Bumble account. And my brother's like, who the fuck are you getting dicked down by that you're also taking a picture of yourself?
Who were you getting dicked down
always
by?
Always taking selfies.
That is, I can't tell you.
So a guy was fucking you from behind and you were
and
taking
I was
a
like,
picture?
Yeah.
And what were you going to do with that? Just look
send
at it
send it
later?
To another guy. And then.
Jesus.
And then just.
Get him jealous?
No, because he doesn't live here. So I was like.
It's like the best chain letter ever.
It'll be a nice thing, but it was such a hideous picture. I didn't do it.
I still don't understand why you sent it to the first guy. You're taking a picture sent to the because he doesn't live here?
He doesn't live here, so I was like, oh, look what I'm doing.
Is he in Queens?
No, he doesn't. He lives
in
LA.
Wish you were here.
Right?
Wish you were here. Yeah.
I was like, I used to drive her to ballet recital.
Merry Christmas.
That was the
what Brian said.
I used to drive her to ballet recital.
Now look at her. Look at that form.
I got my little girl. There she is.
Oh, my God.
Remember first communion.
And then I told my mom I accidentally did that. And then she was like, well, I want to fucking see it, too. I can't believe you guys have a group chat without me. So then I sent it to her.
Oh, my God. Your mom's
sick. This is a real Southern story.
She was mad she was left out?
Yeah, so I sent it to her, too. The whole family fucking has it now.
Can we see it?
No, you don't want
to
see this.
The worst
picture.
Part is your brother's probably jerking off to it.
Yep. He's there's gay. So.
There's my sister. Here comes
he roasted her.
He's gay. Yeah,
he's probably jerking off to the guy fucking you.
Is a black guy or you seem like
no.
Well, maybe they're just happy you're not gay if your brother's gay. How many siblings you got? Just one?
Just one. They like that he's gay. It's cool to have one gay.
No, I know.
Person in the family.
I know.
You look gay and you're 10?
No.
Neil.
We have people that don't have sex. I don't know if that's gay. We have some people who have never had sex.
Are you serious?
Are you gonna have like the whole family together at Christmas? Like,
we're gonna do a group shot here. Yeah. No, we don't get together anymore.
No? So you don't see Neil or anything?
I know I might see him. I see him once in a while, but I don't see him like at group functions. Because I don't even hate him the most. Like, I have another brother that doesn't like him. I don't even hate Neil. He's just a good guy. He's like a good gag. You know what I mean? It's like, let him in on his top 10 list. I have Neil Brennan. Right. You know what I mean?
Neil and Lenny, and then it kind of.
Yeah.
Chad, zoom back. I'm there somewhere.
So it's more like that. At this point, I don't even give a fuck. But my brother Danny will kill Neil, and he's picking up the.
What happened? There was an incident?
Yeah, there was an incident.
What was the incident? Don't be a cuck.
I think I just talked about it on the show. Didn't I just talk about it on Monday or whatever? I don't even know.
Give us 30
seconds. Neil was, because somebody was asking, maybe it was off there. Neil was, when Neil did the Chappelle show, they needed a white dude, you know, to play something. And my brother was like an actor or trying to be in acting. So my brother Danny auditioned for it, but he didn't get it, you know. So Neil thought as a favor he would send Danny the clip of the guy who did get it so he could see what the guy...
Christian Finnegan.
What the guy did better.
Bill Burr.
So he could learn from that. And it made Danny just fucking want to snap his fucking little vegan neck.
Right.
But the worst part was my mom kind of took Neil's side because my mom's a gigantic star fucker. She would probably suck your dick.
I would take it, too. Take
so my mom's a giant star fucker, and so she took Neil's side. And then led to like 10 years of bad blood between my mom. Neil still won't talk. Danny still won't talk to Neil. Neil's a fucking cunt. He told Elon Gold for one line in a movie, he wanted him to like come in and read for it, you know? And if you ask Neil to do something like that, Neil will be like, we're friends. What the fuck? He would never go so low. But Neil expects everyone else to accommodate him. But he's like, no, I'm gonna go to the front of the line.
He seemed very unlikable on that Jerry Seinfeld Cars and Coffee thing.
I've heard different things. I've heard people say he did well. I heard a guy named Jared. That's his whole thing. It's like, I'm comfortable around famous people. That's all he does. You have to be comfortable around. Like, if you can hang out with hot women, you can fuck them. Because you just have to be comfortable, whatever it is, in your DNA that makes you comfortable hanging around with hot women. Somebody has to fuck them. Somebody has to be standing next to Dave Chappelle or Jerry Seinfeld. Somebody has to do it. So if you can do it, then you can fuck hot women. Most people can't take the pressure or the boredom because hot women are usually very boring. Celebrities are usually very boring too because they're very condescending, and after a while you're like fucking sick of it. Yeah. Eddie If was telling a story about, I wish you'd get him on the phone. Eddie If was telling a story that when he moved to New York, him and Chappelle were hanging out a lot.
Right.
And then they would just go to clubs. And after a while, Eddie was like, it's just fucking boring. But Neil was okay with it because he had nothing else to do. But because Chappelle kept going, Eddie, you want to go hang out today? He goes, nah, not tonight. And that was the end of it. So
what happened between Chappelle and Jim
Burr? Boring.
Why did they like fall apart?
I think it was over a woman. No, I don't know. No, I think they just went their separate ways and
they're so friendly.
They're friendly, but I think they did some things together and then it just kind of whatever. But you don't know. People act like they know, but they don't know because it's like Chappelle's not probably talking what really happened and Brewer. But maybe nothing happened. Maybe they just both went their separate ways. Brewer got SNL and then Chappelle should have got SNL. But apparently Barry Katz fucked that up.
He's doing fine. You know, a great way to pick up hot girls?
Yeah, he's doing fine now.
Yeah.
I know the best way to pick up hot girls. Have a blind stick and a puppy.
Or what you do is when you stand next to him, you go, God, sorry if I seem stiff. I was like benching about 250 today. It's like 10.
What?
Just talk about benching and stuff.
Like 10 times?
Yeah, like 10 times.
They're going to be impressed.
How many reps?
Yeah, exactly. God, I must have squatted
about. Honest attention.
Yeah, exactly.
That was so embarrassing.
It was like a sushi restaurant. Just
so when you're fucking a guy.
Slide off my chair.
Yeah!
You want to meet her by the GWB?
When you fuck a guy, you just... You don't always take pictures, though, right?
No, it was just
tell a guy. Do you tell a guy when you take a picture?
No, I'm not going to tell him. What is he? He wasn't in it. It was just me.
Does he hear the click, though, of the phone?
No, I have it on vibrate. It was like a whole thing. It was just something for
everything in your house is on vibrate, even the lamp.
Be careful. Haitians think when you take a picture, you steer the soul.
Oh, my God.
Haitians?
He was fucking Will Sylvans?
Yeah.
What does the camera?
He's cute, actually.
Yes,
he's what?
He's a looking guy.
He's cute.
Yeah.
Will Sylvans.
He's got a huge dick.
Oh. He's got a huge dick?
Huge,
How do you know?
He was on the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was on the podcast.
He talks about it.
Just his dick was on the podcast?
I mean, that doesn't mean he has one.
I believe it.
He works out a lot, but I heard he hadn't got laid for years. He was what's it called?
Celibate.
Feral?
Feral means
he's left
it's
in
like
the
a cat.
I don't know if I believe that. Because one time I was like,
I don't believe anything. I don't believe anything anybody tells me.
On his laptop looking at porn.
Yeah, well, maybe that doesn't mean he's getting laid. It means he's not getting
someone
laid.
Who's like forsaken sex is just looking at porn on a
maybe
on a laptop.
No, I don't believe anything anybody tells me. Like, I don't believe anything you tell me. I don't believe anything you. I mean, I believe the retard at the prom store for some reason.
What have you not believed?
anybody tells me something, I just go like, if it's a comic, I just go, oh yeah, maybe, you know, but probably not, you know.
Yeah.
Because they tell, they embellish all their stories, right?
How'd you jerk off with like 10 brothers?
I never jerked off. I didn't jerk off till I got my own apartment.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, this is great. Yeah.
My dad hated when he thought I was jerking off. Whenever he suspected I was jerking off, he would smash the door down and attack me.
Like Hulk, like kick it down.
Yeah. Kick it down. It was like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. He's bashing down and attack me with my dog.
He goes through with an axe.
He's cocky.
Why would he get mad? Because you were Orthodox?
It's against God.
It's against God.
And I'm wasting time.
Right. Hashem.
You're wasting time.
Hashem. You're like, I'm jerking.
My dog will go in and like, you know, just rip me apart. I've got my heart on. And it's like, my mom's crying.
What if you're jerking off on the Torah? Then he'd be like, you know, I'm conflicted.
Wasn't the best Hanukkah.
Yeah, exactly right.
I understand my parents. I mean, you should jerk off a little. It's better than raping.
I jerked off three times today.
Really?
Yep.
Bill Cosby just jerked off.
Bill Cosby had a problem.
Nobody wouldn't have former cast members working at Trader Joe's. Huh? You know about that?
The guy from the Cosby Show.
That's because he, you know what it was? Because I bet because he used to run an acting thing, and then he would use, I used to be on a Cosby Show, but he can't use it anymore, so he has no credits.
He doesn't get the residuals.
Huh?
They took the Cosby Show off of everything.
Yeah, that's true, too.
They all stopped getting the residual
point.
Checks.
I'm 100% wrong. Anyway, we're done here.
Done here, okay.
We have a caller?
Yeah, no. There's three callers.
All right, we'll get you next week.
We burn through them real quick, or do we have time?
No, we don't have time. All right, wait, we'll go to one. We'll go to one.
Real quick.
Thank you, Garrett. Hey,
Jonathan.
Jonathan, let's go. Favorite 9/11 memory.
Hey, yo, John. Hey, yo, that last caller, total fucking faggot for wanting to blow Brian.
How dare you, sir?
Also, Leslie Jones, such a big nigger. We should just walk her away.
We really had to squeeze this guy in.
All right, cool cat.
I'm so glad we picked him.
Go ahead, second call.
Thank you, Jonathan.
That guy was on a hold.
Caller, do you have any anti-Semitism you'd like to contribute?
What do you got? Second caller, please.
Oh, hey.
Hey, hi.
OVO cool cat.
Oh, yeah, what's up, buddy?
Oh, hey, I just wanted to, this fucking Twitter troll I had, he asked me if I was going to critique any comedians or something. I don't fucking know. But anyway, to call back to what Alan said about Artie not being that good. He may not
say
be that good, but I heard his nose kills.
Ah! That's good.
I said Artie.
Why would you give him that?
I said Artie was great.
No, they said he was good. Right, yeah.
Just talking about his.
It's all right, Alan. Nobody thinks you don't like Artie.
All right,
you're up, Rick.
All right, Rick, here you go.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey, I think you should have you should get 4 days a week like in hot water. I think you're the funniest dude. I've been the past couple weeks, man. You're dude. You went from I used to be Artie's biggest fan. I think I'm your biggest fan now. I think you're the number one now.
Thanks, Rick.
Hell yeah.
You on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm Artie's cleaning woman, Sam. I'm always hounding you.
Oh, I know
anyway.
I know you.
Give him Nick Swartz's number.
Rick, I'm also the sidekick, Rick.
The first guy Nick Swartz's number. No,
Brian, dude, just Brian and Kevin, man. That's all you need.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Hold every week.
Come in my face.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Rick. Take it easy, buddy.
I think his name's Selma Selma the cleaning woman.
Okay, cool. See you, peace.
Selma the cleaning woman.
Plugs, please.
Anyway, we're at
lady do their plug first. Come on.
Oh, fuck the ladies. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm at Hasbrook Heights, October 5th and 6th. The Friday and Saturday, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, not far. I think you take the 17 bus there, New Jersey Transit.
Who's opening for you?
I think they already have somebody. Yeah. I would love to bring you and your
Keanu.
Funny Bridget.
What?
Oh, fucking in the back. They're all fucking. Hey. Got her camera, selfie stick camera out.
Co-host of the Week in Sex.
I'm so horny. It turns out I'm fucking Alan. I don't even care
at all.
I'll send like out that selfie to my family.
I just like to be sexually active for a change.
How could be your father kicked down the door to the bus somehow? You know, like, what are you doing? Make sex with men? No?
He's still bashing down doors.
Hashem himself will.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so what do you have?
Keanu C. Thompson on all the platforms. Instagram is the best one. Then listen to The Week in Sex, guys, on iTunes. And
still doing it at Rick's?
Rick's is over.
We're moving.
You're moving. Museums of Sex?
Probably going to be Museum of Sex. That's where we're looking at.
No, right now you're nowhere?
One more at Rick's and that's it.
Okay.
What do you got?
The Week in Sex on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Alan Fuchs. And on Twitter, it's Alan Finn.
Remember, folks, November 12th, Laugh for Sight. I'm hosting at Gotham
Coming
Comedy
up
Club.
Now.
That's right. Robert Klein, a bunch of John Oliver.
Robert Klein.
Yeah, the other Robert Klein, exactly. He's orthodontist from Flushing now with all those Asians. Am I right? At Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. And I don't do Instagram because I'm blind. So
the worst platform for you.
Really is the worst.
It's all pictures. It's all visual.
These are hot chicks. Only my phone could smell.
All right, thanks,
things.
Everybody. Thanks to Compound Media. Bye-bye. Thanks to Anthony Cumia for the quotes he gave to the Forbes magazine.
Okay,
and
great.
I'm about to fart, I think.
All right, do it.
I believe he.